Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. We have a little gardening talk to catch up on. I've got some news for you about what's going on with our art studio. Logan and her husband, Bo, been in town for about a week, been helping me remodel the art studio, and I'll have some photographs for you as soon as possible when we get it all totally finished and show you what we're doing over there. They encouraged me and did most of the work to change it into a little bit more of a art show place, a gallery, the two rooms, basically three rooms, I guess, rather than having the whole thing a mess. I used to paint in every room and have paint splattered all over everything, and so now the place looks a lot better thanks to them. And we've got the art displayed a little bit better. We've got a few more pieces, new pieces that we'll put up. If you're not familiar with the natural organic art that we do, you can go to dirtdoctor.com, click on the red button up there at the top of the page, and it will take you to my books and the art and the online class, and you can learn about each of the three. All three are sold through the website and through Texas Organic Research Center, so it's tax-free and tax-deductible, and you help support the nonprofit if you go that route. So we'll keep you posted on that, give you some photographs, and let you see what we're doing over there, see Logan and Bo's handiwork on the art studio. Weather is hot and dusty. If you've been out, you know that. We got hit pretty good with it the last couple of days. The dust coming all the way from Africa, strange weather phenomenon. I don't know how long it's going to be around. We're still having hot weather in the afternoon. The morning weather, night temperatures and morning weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area has been pretty good. It was muggy this morning, but it's been pretty decent here for a while. And what that is doing for the gardeners out there, which is most of you out there, is that the tomatoes are continuing to set, even the larger varieties, and do well, and other vegetables are doing well. About the only negative I'm hearing is people are still having a little trouble getting the okra going. Okra was weird this year. Just didn't get hot enough for okra to be happy early on, and so that's probably just now coming on for a lot of you. Perfect timing to get the okra planted from seed and get it going. Other things are producing very well. One of the things I saw, an email that just came in about zucchini, and I've seen it talking about squash, also some melons, also flowering and not setting. Sometimes the weather is controlling that, and you just have to be a little patient. Other times the pollination is not happening. You don't have any pollinators, and it's not just honeybees that you're looking for. In fact, with the squash and zucchini and those kind of things, the melons, the bumblebees and the hoverflies and the carpenter bees and a lot of the things that are more native to the area are more important for pollination than the honeybees are. So if you're not doing a totally organic program, which most of you are, of course, if you're not changeover, it's one of the main reasons not to use the synthetic fertilizers and sprays and pest controls and everything, is you're keeping those pollinators away. So try to get them coming in. You can also pollinate the plants yourself. One of the things that we have in the vegetable gardening book, the book that Malcolm Beck and I did together, which you can find under that red button I was talking about at the top of the page, we discuss and actually have a photograph showing how to pollinate the plants yourself. And there's a difference, really easy to tell the difference once you see it one time, the difference between male and female flowers. And you can take the male flowers and pull the petals back and dab the pollen onto the female. The female flowers will be the one with the little swelling, which is the beginning of the fruit. So you can see that on the book if you don't know how to do that. It's a little trouble to do it, but if you're just not getting any pollination at all, you're not getting any fruit, you might want to give it a try. It'd be fun to do. It'd be fun for kids to learn how to do it anyway. My tea, very good, as usual. Hope you're enjoying some tea or coffee. But mine is my usual this morning, the ginger. I like how I'm slicing the ginger now. I think it helps, and you don't have to use quite as much of it. Real thin strips, real long thin strips. And I think you can get as much of the flavor with using about half as much of the ginger. But also sage, about 6 leaves of my gray garden sage, 3 chili piquin, roasted chili piquin, a little teaspoon of honey, natural raw honey, and about 3 hibiscus flowers. The hibiscus that we have, I guess it's the only one we've got right now, is a white one and with a red center. And it's blooming like crazy still. It fades out in the summer, and it's in an unusual position. It doesn't get full sun all day long. It's getting shade in the morning, and it starts getting full sun midday through late afternoon. And a lot of times it's hard to have plants that are flowering there. Also in that situation, we have the little periwinkle, the one that'll be hard for you to find, but you still need to make a note of it and keep asking your nurseries for it. Maybe they'll bring some more in for the rest of this season. And if not, you'll be able to get some for next year. But it's that small periwinkle. It's about the flowers and the leaves are about half the size of normal periwinkles. And they're called the Soiree series. It's got another name, too. I don't know why it's got 2 strange additional names, but Soiree is what you'll find them underneath. If you haven't tried them yet, give them a shot. I'm seeing one little issue that I'm scratching my head about. I'm seeing a couple of little branches, little shoots of some of them dying back, almost like there's a disease. And that plant is not supposed to have the typical periwinkle diseases. And the interesting thing is it's only on one color. It's only on the dark purple ones. So if any of you have been growing that and seeing something similar, let me know. We've got the mystery photo up. If you're the first to identify it, you win one of our online classes and also a 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food from Espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A, Espoma, wonderful line of organic products, liquid and dry, and they sponsor both that feature of the show, the mystery photograph, and the SPCA. And I don't know, I don't see my note here about the SPCA. I'm going to have to look at the website. I was supposed to get it, I think, and didn't do it. They probably are still closed to the point of not being able to drop in any time. But if you see dogs on our website, the SPCA button on dirtdoctor.com, you can call them and make an appointment to go and look at the dogs and also adopt them that way. But they're not totally open yet. And I'll check and see what today's dog is. DirtDoctor.com, by the way, is all spelled out. It's DirtDoctor, DirtDoctor.com. Let's see what else I need to tell you. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and get right on the phones. Gail and Eunice be first up if you want to call us. The number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Probably I'll just mention real quickly, too, so I don't forget it, an In Howard's Garden kind of thing. By the way, In Howard's Garden this morning, I went out to see if the paper was there yet, which it wasn't, but there was an owl, a big old barred owl, had flew right over my head and landed in the tree and just sat up there and looked at me for a while. That's always kind of a fun thing to do. We had our pet crows all over the place this morning, too. I guess they get along okay because the owl didn't seem too fussed about it. But for those of you that are trying to do the basic organic program for the first time, we are in the window now for the second major fertilization of the year. Never with the synthetic high nitrogen fertilizers, never with the ones that have the toxic chemical herbicides in them, but 100% organic fertilizers at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. It's the same for any product that you buy. It is time for that second application. If you haven't done the first one yet, it's okay to start right now. It's one of the nice things about the organic program. You can fertilize with organic fertilizer literally any month of the year, and it goes for any kind of crops that you have, whether it's landscape or vegetable garden crops, the herb garden, whatever. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number 866-444-3478. We'll go to the phone lines right after this.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinerite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinerite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinerite.com.
Do you need hand sanitizer? Real-Time Pain Relief is making hand sanitizer to help during the COVID-19 crisis. This is no ordinary hand sanitizer. Real-Time Hand Sanitizer plus Skin Conditioner contains 70% alcohol to kill 99.99% of germs, and it's infused with nature's ingredients to deliver skin conditioning benefits, even as you clean. Use code DIRTDOCTOR with the purchase of Real-Time Hand Sanitizer for a free gift. To order, go to rtpr.com. That's rtpr.com.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you, and I was right. The SPCA is still closed being open for just walk-in. You can adopt animals by appointment only. The information is on our website. On dirtdoctor.com under the SPCA button. And the dog that's featured this week is a good-looking dude. He's a three-year-old hound mix, Nato. So check him out and the other dogs that are available there. And we're going to go to the phones. Gail in Dallas first up. Hi, Gail.
Thank you. Hey, Howard. Good morning. Listen, I just wanted to comment real briefly on the molasses, the application of dry molasses with fire ants.
Uh-huh.
I've been organic for decades and decades, and this is the first year I put it out every couple of months, and I on my 2 acres, all of a sudden I have no fire ants.
Well, great.
It's amazing.
It works about 99.5% of the time. There's the occasional weird situation where it doesn't seem to work very well, but in most cases it wipes the fire ants off the property.
It's been great. So every couple of months I'm putting it out again, just a broadcast. But
you shouldn't have to do it that often,
okay.
Let me know what you see. One application a year should be plenty. In most cases, when you put out the dry molasses, for people who haven't heard this before, what it does, it pops the microbiotic activity in the soil, especially bacteria, and it's just really antagonistic to the fire ants, and they go away from it, and then it lasts. The organic program by itself does that and keeps the fire ants at bay for the most part, too.
Well, that's good to know. That could save me some money and some time. But my other big call was I live in an area of Dallas that has a lot of native post oaks. It's an area that has the last vestiges of native hardwood forest.
Mm-hmm.
And near my property, you know, just a half a block away, a, quote, thoughtfully planned community, that's what the sign said, of 50 acres was going to be developed. And I reached out to my city councilman, the city arborist, called the developer repeatedly, never heard back from him, bird rescue people, and I asked for a green belt or whatever, but they went in and totally decimated a native hardwood forest area, just complete arborside. And while these other people were empathetic with the city, nobody had an answer because developers just assign value to a 150-year-old tree and write a check and move on. my 2 acres is now filled with like every songbird you can imagine. And while I keep a lot of areas of it native and very bird friendly, 3 hawks have moved in. You know, everybody, the whole ecosystem has been disrupted. I've reached out to a tag high school and a private high school to see if I could get any help. Like I said, bird rescue. Nobody's really bit. And I didn't know if you could help me or some of your listeners could help me. I would just like to get some kind of groundswell movement, just a plan to try to save some of these heroic, enormous trees, not totally limit developers where they can't cut down a sapling, but just to try to at least build around some of them. I don't know what to do, and you were my last.
Well, you're in the city of Dallas?
Yes.
You're in Dallas? Well, there is a supposedly a tree ordinance that's pretty tough. So what happened in this case, the developer just went in and knocked everything down, and you couldn't get the city to help with it? Is that where we are?
Yes, I talked to the chief arborist before they did that, because these trees had like pink or yellow tape wrapped around them and nailed on them. And I said, are these the trees they're going to save? I hope so. And basically she said, I'm sorry to say, they just assign a value and the developer writes a check and can do whatever they want with them.
Yeah, so, I've never been a fan of the tree ordinance, because it's always based on number of inches of caliper or money, like you're saying, rather than the quality of the big trees. I don't know what to tell you other than to go to your city council person and see if you can get them to help with it and show up down there if they ever have any meetings, related to it. But if the tree ordinance they've got, and there's a nonprofit tree society in Dallas that I've never been involved in. Some of the most vocal arborists are involved in it, and they ought to be the ones helping with that kind of a thing, and it doesn't sound like they are.
I was not aware of them, so I'll keep listening. Maybe I can get, some info on that. I mean, I didn't even know if an online petition, because my city councilman just kind of, they were like, sorry,
Well, I'll try to look it up. Do a search for Dallas Tree Societies, and it'll probably come up. I can't think of the exact name right now. I'll try to look it up, and I'll put it on the air if I can find it. And try to go that route, and I'll talk to some of my arborist buddies, too, about whether there's something new going on that I don't know about, because some of the projects I've been involved in the past, the tree ordinance people and the city arborists have been pretty helpful. So I'll check and see if something's going on new with the new council people and the new mayor and all that. Gail, thanks for letting me know, and I'll keep you posted. Send me an email about it so I can remember that you and I are specifically interested in this tree deal, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, and anybody can send us something at info@dirtdoctor.com. Eunice, I'm sorry you're having to hold so long, but I'll get you first thing when we come back, so don't go away. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems, and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, the birds beat me back. I was looking up the nonprofit, and the Texas Trees Foundation is texastrees.org is the one that's probably the leader there. If Gail's still listening, I'm going to keep looking. Looks like there's some other things too. One of the things that comes up on a search is how to contact the arborists at the city of Dallas. I don't even know who the head of that is right now. I've tried to contact them in the past about a couple of projects. One of the things that they do that Gail may be running into is, in addition to sometimes just writing a check, they'll agree to plant a certain number of caliper inches of trees on a park somewhere. And I've seen how they were planting the trees and, of course, had some issues and some comments on there. But anyway, let me catch them on the phones, and then we'll talk about that a little bit more. Eunice in Fort Worth, what can I do for you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I planted some Bermuda grass on June the 15th.
Okay.
And a couple of days later, we had a lot of rain, like 4 or 5 days of rain.
Yeah, we've had a lot of that.
Yeah, we did. We had quite a bit. And now I'm wondering, because of all of the rain, should I do a fertilization on my new Bermuda sod?
Well, where are we? Did the seed germinate and you've got grass growing now?
No, we put down sod.
Oh, you put down solid sod. Yeah, with the organic approach, the techniques, units, we fertilize the day we put the sod down. So you can certainly do it now that it's been there and it's even gotten some rain. So, yeah, organic fertilizer on top of new sod is no problem at all. In fact, we strongly recommend it.
What do you have a brand that you would recommend?
Well, the ones in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we're lucky. We have a lot of good choices. We have the Espoma fertilizer products. We have the Good Natured products. We have the Medina Growing Green. We have Maestro Grow. We have just a whole bunch. And if you go to the feed stores and then the garden centers that are near you, they'll probably have at least three or four of those that I just named, and they're all really good. The Good Natured and the Spoma and the Medina are the ones that I personally use the most and have the most confidence in. And they go out at even on your new sod, just like I was saying earlier, at the same rate that you put the organic fertilizer out on any crops, and that's 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Okay. All right. So what do you think? I can do a fertilization now.
Oh, yeah. You can do it today.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's all I needed to know. I appreciate your service to the community.
Well, thanks for your patience. I'm sorry you had to wait so long. And by the way, for those of you who say, how do you know how to put out the fertilizer 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet? Let me tell you my very, very technical way to determine that. You get a cyclone fertilizer spreader. In other words, the ones that have the compartment and then the little hurly bird thing underneath. So it puts out a broadcast application. You put the organic fertilizer in there. You get ready to go at one corner of the landscape, the yard, the turf in most cases, and you open it wide open, and you walk at a brisk pace and cover it all, and then you go 90 degrees sideways to that at the same brisk pace, and it puts out about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. You can, you know, be more scientific and figure it up. It's not critical that you put out the organic fertilizer at exactly the right rate. Now, in the beds where you can't roll the fertilizer spreader, just grab it by hand and toss it out into the beds. You can also get the little handheld distributors, you know, the fertilizer spreaders, and use those. I sometimes do that myself, but just putting it out by hand works quite well. Let's see what Sean is up to in Denton, Texas. Hey, Sean.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well. What can I do for you?
Okay. What do you know? What's your opinion about Bt, like grass, chamomile? Have you heard about that stuff yet?
I'm sorry. You kind of broke up there, Sean. Say that again.
What have you heard about weed tea?
I'm sorry. For some reason, you're breaking up. Say it one more time.
I said, what have you heard about weed tea?
Weed tea?
Yes, sir.
I don't have any idea what we're talking about. Where'd you hear about this?
You get grass and vegetable, green plants mixed
with
water.
You're talking about it generically, just a weed tea.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. What you get if you soak weeds in water and make a weed tea like you're talking about, one of the things about weeds is they're there for a purpose. They're there because nature's trying to balance the chemistry in the soil, and certain weeds provide certain trace minerals and even major nutrients. And also, if you soak grasses, different native grasses and even turf grasses, along with dandelions and henbit and various other kinds of weeds, you're going to get a nice blend. It'll be a mild blend, but it'll be a good blend.
So it is mild. I was told it was actually very heavy. So
It's actually pretty mild. It's very beneficial. If you added some garret juice ingredients to it, it would make it even better because the garret juice would give you things that you wouldn't get out of the soaking of the weeds, you know, the vinegar and the seaweed and the molasses and stuff like that. So that would be a really good way to go, is add your weed tea to your garret juice and use it as not only a foliar feeding product, but also a drench and a liquid fertilizer for your potted plants and things like that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to hang up, but the last question is, sometimes I get your show in the morning, sometimes I don't, because whatever, doing things. What's your opinion about biochar?
Biochar is a wonderful product. It's been used for ages. And the significance of biochar is that, it's a great source of carbon, and it's a carbon that's, because of the tremendous heat, it's activated, and it's available, the humic materials, humic acids and fulvic acids and all the different beneficial acids are available. And it's got this probably, in most cases, some biochar may be better than others. It'll have a level of paramagnetism similar to what lava sand has. And the reason for that is anytime you have a product that's has experienced really extreme heat, you have that paramagnetic quality built up. So biochar, the only negative about biochar is in the past it hadn't been readily available at a good price. There's more and more people putting it on the market now and selling the equipment to burn wood materials to make it is what you do. And the products are becoming a lot easier to get a hold of, and the prices are getting better. So, yeah, it's a great product if you can find it.
Actually, I make my own, so I'm not too worried about it.
Oh, that's great. Biochar is what we're talking about, everybody. BIOCHAR, biochar.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate the call very much. And we've got some open lines for you all of a sudden, so jump on board here. Look like David Bahoos is running things in there today, by the way. Say hi when you call. And he has been talking to some people that have been there and then disappeared. I don't know what that's all about. Sometimes people are a little bit shy about coming on the air. Don't be afraid. I don't bite too hard, especially over the air. Let's talk a little in Howard's garden while we have a shot here. One of the things that is kind of interesting in Howard's garden, I told you Logan and Bo are with us, have been for about a week, and they brought their the rest of their family, Midgley, their dog, who is just a terrific little dog. She looks a lot bigger than Tater, but she weighs about the same thing as our little dog, Tater. And Tater hates new dogs in the beginning. He tries to bite them. He's pretty rough. So you have to put him on a leash and walk together and let him get used to each other, and then he finally comes around. His coming around is he finally just ignores the other dogs. But Nelly and Midgley have really hit it off. They play hard, chase and wrestle around and bite at each other and all that, you know, in fun way. And Nelly's our, if those of you don't know, Nelly is our pit bull, rat terrier, Great Dane, bull mastiff mix that we adopted from running around loose in the Lakewood area. And she's the tree climber. You can go to dirtdoctor.com and do a search for Nelly, N-E-L-L-I-E, if you haven't seen it, and see her climb our big live oak tree in the backyard. But what I was going to tell you about, their playing has been rather rough on a few of our plants that I've got to make some repairs on in the backyard. Nothing serious. I've noticed that they took down one of the good-sized Ohasanta plants. And one of the things that I've done, you've heard me talk about, I've got some new Japanese maples that I've planted. And one of them, I don't like where I planted it. I didn't do a very good job. It's too bad I couldn't have found a good landscape architect. But I'm going to move it. It's one of the real super dwarf, slow-growing plants. And one of the things that might surprise you a little bit is that now that we've gone through spring and we're getting into the hot weather and the little trees like that are hardening off their foliage, that's a pretty good time to transplant. A better time would be if I waited until fall or total winter, you know, when they're totally dormant. But a good second time to transplant, if you need to transplant something, is in when it's really hot, in the heat of the summer, because all systems are pretty much shut down there as well. I learned it years ago by some of the people in the landscape business that I learned from, it's especially true on some of the evergreen trees. Cherry laurel, for example, would fit in that, fall in that category, and especially magnolias. Magnolias go completely dormant in the hot weather, and you can move them without any more risk than moving them in the fall or the winter. So if you have some small ones, or if you've done like I've done, plant too many things on purpose and plan on changing and moving some things around, the summertime gives you, it's harder to work out there during that weather, but you don't have to worry about the plants too much. Now, I wouldn't leave them out of the ground very long. I'd have the new location ready and the hole at least partially dug before you start digging and moving them over. And if the ball falls apart because they're relatively new plants, if you get them in the ground and they're almost totally bare-rooted and water them in quickly, they'll do fine. Howard Garrett, be back with you right after this.
Good Natured. That's the name of an exceptional line of organic garden and landscape products consisting of fertilizer, pest control, weed control, and soil amendments. You can find Good Natured and other great natural organic products at Dirt Doctor destinations, in independent garden centers, and hardware stores. Good Natured creates products that are safe and simply work better in every way. Look for these great products in Dirt Doctor destinations, and to learn more, go to goodnaturedforall.com. That's goodnaturedforall.com.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Dirt Doctor here with a summer tip on backyard storage. Regular storage sheds tend to get really hot during the summer months, which can damage your stuff and make your shed unpleasant to use. My friends at Ulrich Barnes have designed a ventilation system that keeps their sheds about 18 degrees cooler than a standard shed. Visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers that have given Ulrich five-star reviews. Call 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or ulrichbarnes.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rosehip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring, or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment, and to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Friday, I am back. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Real quickly before I go to the phones, the organization here in Texas that I mentioned, the Texas Trees Foundation for Gale and other people interested in developers just coming in and wholesale cutting down trees, especially big ones. I would assume that nonprofit could help you with it. It's the Texas Trees Foundation, texastrees.org, and then dallastrees.net is the website for the City of Dallas Arborist. I would imagine something similar exists in every state across the country out there. Also, you can get some help from the ISA, International Society of Arboriculture. The ISATexas.com is our Texas address, and I would assume it's the same in other states. ISA, the state, wherever you are, .com, and it'll give you information about arborists that are available and that are, you know, quality people, hopefully, and can help you with some of those things that we were talking about. Yeah, the way to do it is try to save the big trees and not have to knock them all down and plant a whole bunch of little ones all over the place. And that unfortunately, I think, is a fairly common part of the tree ordinances in cities. Rather than dealing with the quality, the large, the unusual trees, just thinking about the number of caliper inches. So talk to some of these people if you're interested in wherever you are in the country, and if you've got some input for us, let us know. All right, let's get caught up, and then we'll get back to some in Howard's Garden. I got quite a few other things to chat with you about. Right now it's David's turn in Arkansas. Hello, David.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
I've read a couple of your books, and I got into biological gardening, I guess you would call it, just a year ago.
Okay.
And needless to say, I've had this huge education. I had a terrible garden last year because I quit using chemicals and didn't know what to use.
All right.
Now, I've kind of figured that out. But in your books, you didn't mention anything about no-till. And no-till seems to be one of the big deals about biological gardening.
Well, we do mention it, but maybe I do it kind of, you have to kind of read between the lines. For example, in the vegetable gardening book, I talk about what I specifically recommend, Malcolm did too, is to build beds for the food crops that are about 4 feet wide so you can work them from both sides 2 feet and not walk out in them. And once you've prepared the beds well and added all of the organic amendments that we recommend, compost instead of peat moss, lava sand and azomite instead of sharp sand and expanded shale and sugars, the things that we recommend for the disease control and fire ants and all that, the dry molasses and the cornmeal. Once you've done all that really well and tilled all that into the existing soil, if you'll stay out of the beds, which is, the worst thing you can do, walking in and compacting the soil, you can have a no-till situation in your vegetable gardens that we highly recommend, and you don't have to add too much more amendments every year. Some is fine to tweak it a little bit. And if you aren't walking out in it and compacting it, you don't want to till because it disturbs that, probably know this, the layering of the fertility in the soil. The biological activity will be different, at each level in the soil and all that. Every time you till, you're going to tear up the biological life in the soil, and it has to rebuild. So we're very big on no-till, and we say it maybe in a little different way. You'll see it talked about more specifically in my book called Organic Management for the Professional. We did it for people that wanted more detail, not just for professionals, really. I mean, a lot of homeowners buy it and use it because they want to get more scientific and get more detail about why we recommend what we do. And I have two partners on that book that are specialists. One's a geologist and a soils expert. The other is the country's leading expert in mycorrhizal fungus, Mike Amaranthus.
Yeah.
So, we talk about it. I just talk about it in a little bit different way, and it's specifically covered. If it sounds like it'd be perfect
for
you.
Yeah, I was wondering if you recommended it or didn't.
Absolutely.
And obviously you do, so that puts that to rest.
One negative about it, David, and it's a big one, and that is that conventional agriculture uses it now a lot, and in conjunction with it, they spray tons and tons and tons of Roundup. They kind of,
in conjunction with it?
In conjunction with the no-till, that's right. They do the no-till.
Why
and then,
the Roundup? It's going to kill the whole system.
That's exactly right. That's what we try to teach people. And we talk about that in the most detail in the book, Organic Management for the Professional. So you might want to check that out with your interest. I appreciate you calling. That's a good topic. I probably ought to talk about more than I do. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number to be with me in this second hour is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. You can get the information on all my books, the online class, and my art right there at the red button at the top of the page.